This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's start things off going right to the top. Senator Ashley Moody joining us. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Well, good morning. I am talking to you from our nation's beautiful capital.
What was that transition like going from Attorney General of Florida and then all of a sudden you get tapped? Hey, you're going to be a senator now. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, and that was a quick transition. When the announcement was made, I alluded to this. But, you know, in full Governor DeSantis fashion, and he is very deliberate and thoughtful on all that he does, he told me on a Wednesday night he would like me to accept this appointment, and on Thursday morning we were making that announcement. I was in Washington 2 days later and sworn in 2 days after that. So within the course of 5 days, my job and my service to our state changed. But I will tell you, the transition has been incredible. As Attorney General, if you remember, so much of what I was doing over the last 4 years was fighting and litigating against some of the outrageous bureaucratic overreach that was really trying to control the policies within our own state and among our citizens. And really having AGs combat that, just trying to contain agency action, that shouldn't happen. It has happened because we saw such drastic overreach and actions of the administration. I mean, really, our country was barely looking like what we recognized it to be just a few short years ago. And so in Congress, that's really the lawmaking body that is controls policy, the will of the people, and the spending of our money. They are the ones that have the power to control those agencies, to rein them in, to set boundaries, to prevent their escalation of scope of power, which they take more and more and more. And so the transition, I'm telling you, on the first day, I got to use all that I have been doing in a new role, and it has just been so helpful and powerful for the will of the people for me to take that experience and now use it as a United States Senator. I have enjoyed every moment of it. Of course, the transition to Washington has certainly been something that I've had to get used to, you know, wading here into the swamp. And there is so much of this bureaucracy and federal just explosion of agencies and federal workers and doing so much outside the confines of what Congress and the people ever intended. There's a lot of work to be done. But I'm incredibly happy and proud that the people of Florida and Governor DeSantis gave me this opportunity, and I will not let them down.
Well, I know you went from a position where you had several hundred people answering to you, so you had a lot of delegation going on, a lot of work like that. Now, you just have really staff members under you as a senator. So, in many ways, this role might actually be a little easier. Is that possible?
I don't know that anyone would ever believe working within Congress would be easy. I imagine ultimately I will get incredibly frustrated. In fact, I think the governor and I joked when we first made the announcement. He made mention, like, I think it would drive me crazy. I don't know that I would like that job. I said, I don't know if I'll like this job. But I figure if everybody won't engage in this process, remember, of three of the co-equal branches, the judicial, the executive, and then the legislative branch, both the Senate and the House of Representatives, those are the bodies that are supposed to take what the people want their laws to be, what the people want their money spent on. Remember, all government is the people trying to have order in a civilized, free society and live under a rule of law. And so it's the place where all of those intentions come to bear out. And that is a really heavy responsibility for the lawmakers here, because you want to make sure that this government never becomes a separate entity from the people, that it's always accountable to them, that what we're doing is what they would want. And that's why when you're seeing all these announcements by DOGE that they found out that, you know, there was spending for like a transgender opera in South America, like, I don't believe Congress or the people ever intended that to happen.
I thoroughly agree with that. And along those lines, so you've got just last night, the House was barely able to push through a spending bill. Now it's going to be sent to you folks in the Senate. And, you know, senators aren't always as good about trimming the fat like maybe the House is. Do you think this bill is going to keep a lot of the cuts intact and push it back to the House?
Well, I think, you know, I would definitely take issue with that. I do know that there are concerns, right, that with not more cuts and making sure that we're looking ahead to trimming down this deficit that we have. It's so important. The explosion under the last administration, after the COVID spending went up, it never was brought back down.
Right.
So, you know, we're walking into this with a historic deficit. We know that can only end one way. As a mother who, you know, is not only focused on what we're doing to the current American in terms of what we're adding to their debt portfolio, which is outstanding, hundreds of thousands of dollars per American we now have in debt. Look at what, if we don't do something drastic, our children are going to feel the effects of that, and their children will be off even worse. And so I really believe that, at least among my colleagues in the Senate, they are very focused on bringing fiscal order and making sure that there's some sanity placed on spending moving forward. And I really think that that's going to be a main theme as we work through these, this budget process. And I do think it is a theme in both chambers, the House and the Senate. And now it's just making sure that we can come to something that's workable and delivers on the president's agenda. Remember, President Trump came in with a mandate from the people. 81% of them want to deport criminal aliens. 76% want to close the border. You know, these things are going to cost money. And we're going to have to figure out how to make sure we're doing that in a responsible way on behalf of the taxpayers, but doing what we know needs to be done, and that is to secure this nation again, put this nation first again, and make sure that we are protecting this house, protecting this nation. And that is so important. It's a responsibility of not only the president, but those of us that are trying to help him deliver on the people's agenda.
Well, Senator Ashley Moody, we appreciate your time and your first 30 days. It sounds like it's already a roller coaster ride. So we appreciate any insights that you've offered us and can offer us in the future. And we wish you the best in the Senate.
Absolutely. Great to be with you. Happy Wednesday.